years. Oh, Acts chapter 17, verse 1. That when they, it's talking about Paul and his company, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in to them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ, or the Messiah, the Anointed One. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. I love that statement. And gathered a company of lewd fellows of the baser sort, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren into the rulers of the city, crying, These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming thither, good word, went into the synagogue of the Jews.
Don't those boys learn to say that?
Boy, oh boy, get hit over the head a few times.
So now we had to go over to the first book of Thessalonians. And
send you thither?
Yeah, go thither.
Go thither to Thessalonians? Can you say that, Neil?
Go thither through Apollonia and Amphipolis to Thessalonica, the first book of it.
Preached there, got stoned, they dragged him out of the town.
next day went to the next town and started preaching in the synagogue there. I mean, in the midst of that, he writes grace and unto you peace from God our Father. Can you imagine? Now, something is different about this guy. I mean, if you'd just been stoned yesterday, would you go back and do it again today with the lump on your head?
And the Lord knows what else hurt.
Broken arm. I've been really having a good time going through and looking at the Thessalonian two little books. I have two little tiny books. There's not a whole lot of verbiage back there, but I find them very interesting in that Thessalonica is a very interesting spot because it's a seacoast, and it's on the crossroads of two major Roman roads where all of the trade and all of the military activity in the kingdom of Rome, it was a major crossing point. So they saw everything. They heard all the new influences. It was a pagan religious center. There was a big population of Jews there. And it was in Greece, so it was mostly Greek, but a huge Roman influence. And so it was kind of a mixing pot from that whole area of the world. Everybody came through there. And so in the marketplace, you can go to the marketplace, and any given day you're going to hear about any number of pagan gods. And you're going to hear the rumors of war and battles. And, you know, in that day, you know, we earlier we were talking about the cult thing and the weird things that the government does. But in that day, the law was the Roman soldier. And the Roman soldier walking by, if he didn't like the way he looked, he'd just poke a sword in you and keep going. And you just fall on the street. And there was no repercussion. I mean, it was really, truly a violent and dangerous time to live. And I think we have a hard time getting our mind around that. You know, it's almost like I think about the situation that our troops are in Iraq. You know, they have a secured area, but every time they go out on patrol in places that look normal, they're always in danger. And so, in those days, as a Christian walked down the street, they were in constant danger from the Romans, from the Jews, from whoever you wanted to look at. They were in constant danger. And there was no peace anywhere except in Jesus Christ. What a situation to live in. And yet in that, Paul says, grace unto you and peace from our God, from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. This first book of Thessalonians was written from Athens just a few months after he was there and the church was started. And so he's writing back to this group of people who are predominantly Gentile. And one of the interesting things about this book is that there's no reference to the Old Testament in here. He doesn't use Moses or Abraham or any of them as an example, because these folks mostly didn't know who those people were. And so the examples would have been meaningless to them. And so he just presents a simple gospel in these books. That's kind of cool. In going through the book, what I did is I started doing some searches, word searches within the book, to find out, one of the ways you can find out what the theme of a book is you look at the words and see what's the most frequent words in the book. We have this little program that will take all the words in a file and list them and tell you how many times each word is used. And the word God and Father, which refers to God, in this two little books shows up 66 times. That's the most frequent of all words in this. So what's the theme? God. God. Well, the second most at 60 is three words, Jesus Christ and Son, all who refer to Jesus Christ. 60 times. That's the point. And little word brethren shows up 24 times. Faith, 14. Love, gospel, 8. And so, as part of looking at the book, I'm trying to figure, okay, what is Paul trying to say to us? And what is the theme? And what are the things that are really important to find out from this book? The number one thing in this book is the fatherhood of God. Number two is God's calling, our sonship, and the resulting brotherhood of believers. And then love of one another. The thing that we're going to see in this book is we get a real clear clue into the attitude of ministry, because Paul reveals in here a little bit about his intention, and we get to see why he was doing what he, because he talks about it. We don't see that in a lot of the books. I mean, he really plainly spells it out. We'll be looking at that all down the line. He also talks about how to face trouble. Talks a lot about the return of Christ. Most of the time, the first thing that comes to our mind when we think about Thessalonians is the verses in there that talks about the return of Christ, because that is a very clear statement of the end times, and makes it real simple, succinct. And one last thing that's very plain in this book is that vengeance is God's, not ours. Okay, back to verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus. I kind of chuckle when I read this because, the King James, in other versions they do it otherwise, but Silvanus and Timotheus, now other places they call them Silas and Timothy. Now, if you were translating this, wouldn't you be consistent? If they're Silas and Timothy, wouldn't you call them Silas? And, why did they choose here to use the Greek? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. It is just kind of an inconsistency that I kind of chuckle at when I see that. Okay, so it's the three of them. It's not just Paul, but the three of them unto the church of Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I find it really interesting that there's a list of three of them, okay? And back in chapter 2, verse 6, have the message, and we have been sent. We are messengers. Okay. So, from those three, unto the church of Thessalonians, which is in God the Father. And, of course, I zoned in on that word church. Church, ecclesia. The called out ones. That is the church. The called out ones. And so he was, this letter is written to the ones in Thessalonica who have been called out. The ones who have Christ in them. It's not an organization. It's not buildings. It's those, it's the brotherhood of Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Fatherhood of God. The fatherhood of God is a distinct New Testament concept. Old Testament, God is never referred to as God the Father. He became God the Father because he has a son. And he is our Father because we have been called and birthed into his family. Old Testament folk were servants. They were not sons. They were not family. They were servants. We are sons and daughters of God. And if we don't get anything else out of Thessalonians, oh my goodness, we're not servants sent with a message. We are sons and daughters of God with our Father's message. And our ministry